reenacted with some modifications in language. Specifically, it no longer refers to the statute.
Just a minute, Justice Scalia. I think I started before you did. In any respects that were relevant here, modifications?
Not on this point as we stand today. If you look to the statute as it was adopted in 1984, you will see it included three additional words that aren't there today. It referred to the maximum term imprisonment that would be authorized by Section 3581.
Yes.
That was put in there because Section 3581 is the new section that says imprisonment can be authorized for adult offenders. Now, that three-word phrase came out later to eliminate an anomaly that could have arisen by virtue of the fact that that specific statute was mentioned in the 1984 Act. But, as we've explained in our brief, Congress took that three-word phrase out in order to make sure that juveniles would not receive a longer maximum sentence to which they would be exposed, rather than just to cap the sentence that a juvenile could receive as being the sentence that would be imposed under the sentencing guidelines. We think that the statute as a whole, as well as the different policies that Congress could have had in mind, which was, we think, addressing this at a later date after it got the advice of the Sentencing Commission, indicate that it is the statutory maximum term of imprisonment that is what was being referred to here. Now, the sentencing...
Can I ask it now?
Certainly.
You don't think it's significant that it used to specifically refer to a statute, and it now does not refer to a statute? I consider that a significant change.
I didn't